the president played a pivotal role in the Good Friday Agreement negotiations, and I'm sure he was in touch. You have to remember that those negotiations, first of all, just to reverse a wee bit, the British had been saying that these matters, whatever the issue happened to be, no matter how controversial it was, were internal matters for the government of the United Kingdom. So nobody was allowed to get into it. Right. So the president then appoints an envoy, and then comes George Mitchell. And then the British position then starts to change. So we have over the course of the process all sorts of international players coming in. You know, whether it's people overseeing arms being put beyond use, whether it's people coming in to look at policing, mm-hmm. whether it's people coming in to look at other aspects of it, people from Norway, from Canada, from South Africa, from the States. Mm-hmm. So you have the internationalization in a real way of what the British had kept as a grubby little secret that nobody could interfere with, mm-hmm. was now open for best practice to at least be tried, and for these highly skilled and highly qualified practitioners, whether it was in jobs discrimination, whether it was in conflict resolution, whether it was in some other issue, coming in and being part of a commission or being part of some other committee or some endeavour to straighten out whatever the sectoral issue may have been. So that was, you know, from our point of view, a way back to where we had been when we first started to look at internationalising the Irish struggle, that we now had different players coming in to assist the process.